Welcome to our second edition of the Recipe Roundup. I'm Sage Tangway. Today we're going to be talking about cold brew coffee concentrate. It's possible you've tried it at a coffee shop or seen the concentrates on sale at a supermarket, but you can actually make it very easily yourself at home if you already have the means to make coffee. If you are a morning coffee drinker, you're going to want to start this recipe the night before. All you need is a large jar or a covered pitcher, water, and your favorite ground coffee. Freshly ground coffee beans will be a little more flavorful and aromatic, but it's not necessary to do that if you just have pre-ground coffee. For every 4 cups of water, you're going to mix in a cup of ground coffee. You can fluctuate this amount by about a quarter cup depending on how strong you'd like to make your concentrate. Of course, more coffee will mean the taste as well as the caffeine content will be stronger. Mix the coffee and water together in the jar or pitcher and then leave it at room temperature to steep for at least 12 hours or overnight. When that's ready, drain the coffee grounds out, and you can use a fine mesh sieve for this or a cheesecloth. You can even use a French press, can sit in there and steep. And that's it. And now you have cold brew coffee concentrate that you can do anything that you would do with any other coffee. About one part concentrate mixed with equal parts water or milk, and you can drink that hot or over ice. If you're in the mood to really go all out and make a frozen blended coffee drink, you can pour that concentrate into an ice cube tray and freeze it. Once frozen, you can pulse several of those coffee cubes with your choice of milk or cream in a blender until it's smooth. And you might be wondering what's so special about cold brew coffee. The key is in the fact that the cold brewing process cuts down on the acidic content of the coffee, so you're more able to enjoy the rich and bold flavors of the coffee rather than the bitterness that can sometimes accompany hot brewing. So if you're thinking about switching up what's in your cup, you can find the recipe roundup directions for the cold brew concentrate on AlleghenyMountainRadio.org under special features. To submit photos and reviews of this recipe, my email address is sage@amrmail.org. Have a great week with that recipe. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway. We'll be right back.